I love Dick logo series on Amazon Prime. We giggle each time at the name. Hello everyone. I got cozy in my loungewear and sat down with my co-host and best friend Melissa yesterday for a day of TV watching on Sunday. We watched a variety of things since the weather was rainy and dreary in nature. Melissa suggested that we dedicate some of our time to watching season 1 of I Love Dick for 8 episodes. The show stems from the novel that was written by Chris Krause. The first season was released May 12, 2017. This show was created by the hands of Joey Soloway and Sarah Gubbins. On the surface, it appears that the show followed an artsy couple as they embark on a crazy and humorous journey to finding success as indie filmmakers in Texas. The title of the season sounds so catchy, so I agreed. Melissa and I both think the only good thing about the show is the title. Once I dived into each episode, I ran into a wide variety of emotions. For many episodes, I felt like constantly cringing, saying WTF to myself often, or feeling awkward on behalf of the main characters in the series. Despite the many cringe moments, we did share quite a few laughs after their antics. It appears that it was canceled after season 1. Honestly, we both can understand why, since we both considered it to be very weird. We both believe that it goes way against the grain of what is normally on TV. On one hand, that is refreshing to not be again subjected to a cookie-cutter show. A new sense of adventure is enticing to watch. On the other hand, I felt like it was crazy drama on a high scale. Most certainly far more crazy than I could imagine tolerating in my personal life. Here is my brief overview of the show. It didn't take long for me to determine that the main woman, named Chris Krause, was absolutely batshit crazy. Somehow, she managed to marry an older, more calm gentleman named Sylvain Lautringer. We gathered that Sylvain is an artsy guy and got wrapped into Chris for the crazy, kinky sex. Perhaps in the beginning, the relationship was exciting and kept him on his toes. Over time, her antics became overwhelming and seeped into his career in a sabotaging manner. According to the story, she had gotten sick and he married her to put her on his insurance policy. Boy. Now that was a dumb move on Sylvain's part. It appeared that Chris had some terribly boring film creations. Sadly, she wasn't self-aware enough on the reality of her work. She was convinced that her hard work should be award-winning and not painfully obscure in nature. Perhaps, deep down, Chris was jealous of her husband's rising success. The odd couple were from New York City, go figure, cue my sarcastic laugh. The couple temporarily shifted to stay in Marfa, Texas, so that Sylvain could work on a research fellowship with his sponsor, named Dick, played by Kevin Bacon. I must say that I found Dick to be an interesting character. Upon Chris initially meeting Dick at a party, there was instant chemistry. Chris mentioned her husband to Dick and he backed down with his interest. However, this encounter caused Chris to develop an absolute obsession with Dick. Chris then went into a tailspin and developed a series of love letters written out to Dick. She shared that she didn't want to have an actual encounter with Dick for fear of ruining the fantasy. Chris then developed a box and had the letters delivered to Dick so he can read them for himself. The initial development of the letters had given Sylvain a voyeuristic impression that turned him on. In this process, the odd couple breaks their intimacy drought. His feelings shifted from arousal to straight embarrassment upon discovery that Dick actually received the letters. This young person, we couldn't define as a man or woman, intercepted one of the letters and brought it to the person's own social circle. That social circle consisted of a bunch of unusual side characters that somewhat fed off of Chris with their own artistic renditions. It appeared that they were all using Chris as a muse. It seemed to give them a sense of community and gave them something to do in their small town. In our opinion, each one of these characters were super odd and added to the crazy dynamics that consists of the flow of the series. From the point of delivery, it felt like the crazy theme totally spiraled out of control in a variety of different directions. Chris put Sylvain in an incredibly awkward position with his fellowship. The man was mortified how Chris conducted herself with this obsession. Eventually, they parted ways out of sheer frustration and brokenness. After all, Chris plastered hundreds of copies of the Dick love letters all over the small town. Both Dick and Sylvain got together to share their feelings about the swirling chaos over a bottle of booze. Both men felt embarrassed and powerless that they could not stop or shut down the chaotic drum of nonsense. Sylvain suggested to Dick to have a romantic encounter with Chris. The objective was to defuse the bomb of obsession. I felt bad for Sylvain that he looked absolutely defeated and broken by this point. He felt like Chris was out there sabotaging his career in the pursuit of her obsession. I'm sure he felt that whatever success he was on track to achieve, Chris managed to shatter it with her antics. There was a moment where both Dick and Chris finally got together for the encounter. This was after some yelling and screaming between the odd couple upon the discovery of the men plotting how to end the obsession. Dick ends up romancing Chris to the point of contact only to be met with a handful of menstrual blood. Melissa said that if she was smart enough, she would have dragged Dick into the shower, banged him, and watched the murder scene go down the drain. Of course, I howled in laughter upon listening to her muse on the end scene. Both Melissa and I shrieked at the point of that bloody revelation. By this point, we felt like we were watching soft porn for many points during the series. Things have sure changed on what things are permitted to be shown on the big screen over the years. The creators were a fluffer and an undercarriage scene away from being a pornographic movie, for goodness sakes. The end scene was the most disgusting and odd scene by far I have witnessed. I do not feel a sense of female empowerment while watching Chris was away with menstrual blood dripping down her leg. Perhaps the end scene was for shock purposes? Yikes on how bold a series must become to keep the attention of the audience. She looked like a hot mess, totally out of control, and nowhere near a role model or muse to follow in admiration. Melissa and I want to know, where is her girlfriend to tell her she was acting like a straight lunatic? She needed a best friend to try to coach her off the edge of the cliff. Perhaps her madness was too much and drove any good friend away. Let me know what you think of this train wreck. I sure hope the budget was not large for this waste of time. However, the series had enough shock value in it for us to continue watching. Kevin Bacon did play an interesting role in this flick. Dare we say that he was the most normal character in the entire series? This was most definitely a retirement project for him. He is at the stage in life where he could risk his career on this mess of a show. Did you get sucked into the I Love Dick vortex? What are your thoughts on the characters? The storyline? I sure hope that small town of people in Texas are not pissed off with the depiction of their town. Melissa and I do get drawn to odd yet very funny storylines, so it makes sense why we stuck around to the end. I love to get me a laugh at weird stuff, so this series fit the bill. As always, in a sea of content, I'm thankful that you stopped by. If this show impacted you from a different culture, I would love to hear the feedback. I wish you a decent Monday and the rest of the week. Cheers. Leslie M. Jasper. Author and host of the hashtag Verbally Disastrous podcast, now alive on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube. Other platforms include Acast, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Player FM, Podbean, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn. The audio blog, Verbally Disastrous Podcast and Construction Tales blog. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. I will announce more platforms very soon. Hashtag Soundtrap, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Audio, hashtag Intro, hashtag Fun, hashtag Hot, hashtag Mess, hashtag Creations, hashtag Connecticut, hashtag New York, hashtag Family, hashtag Foolery, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag New, hashtag Topics, hashtag How To, hashtag Secrets, hashtag Women, hashtag Powerful, hashtag Strong, hashtag Shorts, hashtag Men, hashtag Teen, hashtag Trinatolaf, hashtag Edgy, hashtag Realistic, hashtag Explicit, hashtag Mature, hashtag Shocking, hashtag Thought Provoking, hashtag Fresh, hashtag Dark, hashtag Must Watch, hashtag SoundCloud, hashtag YouTube, hashtag Johnny, hashtag Creative, hashtag IAPX, hashtag Reddit, hashtag Community, hashtag Leslie at Verb Disastrous, hashtag Strong Women, hashtag Woman in Construction, hashtag Empower, hashtag Gender, hashtag iConduit, hashtag Female Renovator, hashtag Renovation, hashtag Project, hashtag Woman Construction Project, hashtag Strong, hashtag Slideshow, hashtag 2013 Project, hashtag Learn Rewatching, hashtag Girl Power, hashtag Sheetrock, hashtag Tape, hashtag Electrical, hashtag Plumbing, hashtag Tile, hashtag Dust, hashtag Dirt, hashtag Debris, hashtag Basement, hashtag Paint, hashtag Renovate, hashtag Insulation, hashtag hi-hats, hashtag wiring, hashtag metal studs, hashtag screws, hashtag workout, hashtag Johnny, hashtag promo, hashtag videos, hashtag creative, hashtag sons, hashtag discuss with him, hashtag topics, hashtag Tom, hashtag open conversation, hashtag Johnny, episodes, hashtag lot lizard, hashtag Amazon Prime, hashtag video, hashtag documentary, hashtag Netflix, hashtag Gorilla Glue, hashtag Gorilla, hashtag glue, hashtag spray, hashtag Gorilla Glue Woman, hashtag Tessica Brown, hashtag hair, hashtag hair surgery, hashtag Los Angeles, hashtag DRO Bang, hashtag plastic surgeon, hashtag alcoholic, hashtag drinks, hashtag testing, hashtag episodes, hashtag release, hashtag soon, hashtag alcoholic, hashtag samples, hashtag Revelstoke, hashtag New Amsterdam, hashtag Pink Whitney, hashtag Wicked Pickle, hashtag Bird Dog, hashtag Blackberry, hashtag Whiskey, hashtag Vodka, hashtag 99 Bananas, hashtag Old Smoky, hashtag SWO23 _, hashtag Video Gaming, hashtag Streaming, hashtag OSHA502, hashtag Renewal, hashtag Train the Trainer, hashtag RIT, hashtag Anchor, hashtag Breaker, hashtag Google Podcasts, hashtag Pocket Casts, hashtag Radio Public, hashtag Article, hashtag Life, hashtag Apprentice, hashtag Comedy Central, hashtag Skit, hashtag Jessa Reed, hashtag Apple Podcasts, hashtag Deezer, hashtag Podchaser, hashtag Podbean, hashtag TuneIn, hashtag CastBox, hashtag Player FM, hashtag iHeartRadio, hashtag Stitcher, hashtag Acast, hashtag Podcast Gang, hashtag Podcast Addict, hashtag Ziplining, hashtag Adventure Park, hashtag Preshket, hashtag Scholastic, hashtag Nonfiction, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Drop Everything and Read, hashtag Spring Book Fair 2021, hashtag Love of Reading, hashtag Reading, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Books, hashtag Funny, hashtag NYC, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag Book Fair, hashtag Book Joy, hashtag Read Anywhere, hashtag Love to Read, hashtag All for Books, hashtag Adult, hashtag FBF21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag B21, hashtag KBF21, hashtag KLF21, hashtag HKTDC21, hashtag GBF21, hashtag EVE21, hashtag LATFOB21, hashtag SIVT21, hashtag FILBO21, hashtag IVE21, hashtag BABED21, hashtag MEEP21, hashtag BIDSP21, hashtag BS21, hashtag BBF21, hashtag HIV21, hashtag IPTOF21, hashtag IBBF 21, hashtag IF21, hashtag JLF21, hashtag Jive21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag NDWBF21, hashtag TIBE21, hashtag TIP21, hashtag BCBF21, hashtag LeverParis21, hashtag SDLDM21, hashtag HBF21, hashtag Phil21, hashtag EAP21, hashtag SBF21, hashtag BooQueen21, hashtag Vibe21, hashtag Adip21, hashtag Ape21, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Book, hashtag Buku Islami, hashtag B, hashtag Bukumura, hashtag Islamist Book Fair, hashtag Buku, hashtag Book Lover, hashtag Buku Sahara, hashtag Book Berlin, hashtag Book Love, hashtag Share, hashtag Bookshelf, hashtag International Book Fair, hashtag Bookolic, hashtag Qualbuku, hashtag Qualbukumura, hashtag Reading, hashtag Obralbuku, hashtag Buku Indy, hashtag Buku Jogja, hashtag Kokabukumura, hashtag Bookmas, hashtag Lanka, hashtag Pasarbuku, hashtag Bukalanka, hashtag Bipe, hashtag Hualbelabuku Online, hashtag Online Shop, hashtag Hualan Online, hashtag Book Lovers, hashtag and Res Books, hashtag Reading Books, hashtag Books Off Instagram, hashtag Bakowitz Stalling, hashtag Book, hashtag Bookish, hashtag Book Berlin Kids, hashtag Tokabuku Online, hashtag Boimala, hashtag Lazen, hashtag Bookworm, hashtag Poetry, hashtag Gonder, hashtag FBM, hashtag Bazarbuku, hashtag Book Review, hashtag Berlin, hashtag Read, hashtag Writer, hashtag Berliner Buchmesse, hashtag Buchmesse Berlin, hashtag Author, hashtag Instabooks, hashtag Bach for Coping, hashtag Virtual Book Fair, hashtag Book Addict.